It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bob, one of the sentiments that I keep seeing a lot of people try to say is that, you know, I just saw a couple other people, you know, on social media talking about this, that Paul Skeens, he's behind Ben Roethlisberger and Sidney Crosby in terms of the best rookies that we've had, you know, say in the last 20, 30 years. I don't understand why where Ben Roethlisberger was never considered the best quarterback when he was a rookie in the league. Never. Not even one of the top 10. He had 20 touchdowns or 20 whatever it was and 17. I mean, actually, I think he had 17 touchdowns and like 11 interceptions and like 2,600 yards. Crosby, for as good as he was, nobody thought that year he was the best player in hockey. Couple years later, yeah, he started to become the best player in hockey. But his first year, Paul Skeens legitimately is in the argument as the best pitcher in baseball right now. And there's a good chance he's going to win the Cy Young Award. Not forget about the Rookie of the Year. He if he continues doing what he's doing, he's probably going to win the Cy Young Award.
Well, I don't know about that so much because that will depend on how many starts he actually gets. And the Pirates may be precautionary, as they seem to be with a lot of these guys. So that may influence it. But I think it is harder in baseball to do what he's done. And you won't find somebody who's come in 10 starts and ever who's done what he's been able to do. Now, those other guys, I think the expectations were very high for Crosby as well, and he met the expectations.
Right.
You know, and Roethlisberger, there were no expectations in the first year until there was an injury, and then he, you know, got an opportunity to play. So,
right, but I'm talking about it, as far as being the best player, you know, the best rookie. I mean, this guy is in the conversation as the best player at his position already. There are probably, if you talk to all the national insiders and everything else, he's probably no worse than what, 5, 4, 3?
Well, he's certainly must see right now, and there's no question about it, just because of how he goes about his business and what he's been able to do, and he's doing things that's never been done before. So I get that, but you know, you got guys like Ohtani and some of these other young pitchers who are dealing as well. He's getting a lot of attention and deserves it. But there's some pretty good ones in there as well. So
there are.
All three different cases, though. I don't look at them similarly, and to make one as the number one is hard for me to do, just because I respect Sidney Crosby was 18 years old, Paul. You know, that's
young. Fine. I'm talking
right
about being the best rookie. This guy is in a different.
Well, Sidney Crosby was the best rookie.
Well, I'm talking about in Pittsburgh over the last 30 years. This guy, what he's doing is at a different level.
Totally agree.
Than Crosby did, than Ben did, than, you know,
Crosby,
Troy did.
But Crosby had like 101 points on a not a very good team at 18 years of age.
Right.
That's pretty remarkable.
He was pretty good. What this guy is doing is maybe making a case that he's the best pitcher in baseball already. That's all I'm saying. This is a different level than we've seen from just about any rookie that you can come up with.
No, that's why he's an all-star in 10 starts.
Who are the great rookies that we've had? You know what I'm saying?
Well, Crosby and you know, I mean, Roethlisberger in a different way, but Crosby just because of, I find it always difficult, and Skeens has done this just as Crosby has. They have come into their leagues with enormous expectations. through no fault of their own. I mean, they were here. They are these guys, and this is the expectation. Go do it. When you do it, and when you exceed it, pretty special stuff there. And I would put them both in the same category that way.
Right. I mean, I just think it's pretty impressive, really. What he's done has been incredible. Now, there are some really good pitchers at the top of the list in the National League, by the way, right now. I mean, Philadelphia's got three guys right now that are
really... And Ohtani hasn't even pitched again. But when he does, it will be interesting to see what he does for the Dodgers.
But I'm just saying, if you look at the numbers of some of these guys and then compare what he's done, it's almost incredible. Now, there's a lot of guys that, that have some of the numbers that he does, but across the board, his numbers are ridiculous. You know what I mean? That's what's impressive to me about him, is that he's across the board been so impressive that I don't know.
Well, listen, I would draw this similarity. His effect on baseball and attendance is very similar to Caitlin Clark,
Yeah.
And what it means to the game itself. That's why he's in a different classification, I think, because it's hard to get people to respond by paying money to go to events. And that's what people are doing. They're circling dates that he pitches just as they're circling dates that Caitlin Clark comes to their arenas.
Right.
And that's a whole different conversation, I think, when you include those kind of things.
I mean, if he had the numbers, I mean, if he had the innings, he would be second in strikeouts per nine innings.
And he's going to get the – you hope he does anyway.
Yeah. He would be second in strikeouts per nine innings, which is really incredible if you think about it. I mean, like I said, he is already in the conversation as the best player at his position. Not just rookies, everybody. That's what makes him different in my mind.
But it's 10 starts, and I want to see more, and I also want to see – I hope the Pirates, they're going to talk about skipping starts for him and lessening the workload, I think, based on how it sounds,
right.
which could affect him, in terms of voting on different awards. So we'll see. But, I mean, it's unbelievable to watch. And, again, the command of just all the pitches, it's not just his fastball. He knows how to pitch, and he will pitch to you and get you to swing at his pitch, which
right.
is not easy to do for anyone, let alone a 22-year-old rookie.
Right. I mean, I think that's always, to me, what he's done is just incredible. Really is, if you think about it.
Well, that's why, to your point, you have next year, we're no more excuses. You talk about results. This is year five. You got to start seeing results next year. If you don't see results, then things have got to change, because you're going to have Jones, you're going to have Skeens, you're going to have Keller, all three of them there, and you'll probably add to it with somebody else in their system who's doing well enough to come up and play. It's your responsibility in the offseason then to go out and improve this offense dramatically, because it's just not going to get – I don't care how good you are, and all you have to do is look at Skeens. He's had 10 starts. He has 5 wins. He's never trailed when he's pitched, and yet 5 no decisions because of offense mostly.
Right.
So they got to change that.
I just think, again, he obviously is not going to get to, the big win totals, but his whip and his strikeouts per nine and his ERA – are going to be among the best in baseball. I just think that's incredible. But when I look at a rookie, like a superstar, great rookie, it's one of those things where how does he measure up to the rest of the league? That forget about rookies, to the rest of the league. I mean, let me see. Let's go with, for instance, Michael Jordan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sorry. I'll give you the greatest. I think the greatest example of rookie who is otherworldly, right, is if you go to Wilt Chamberlain. Have you ever looked at his rookie numbers?
No,
Wilt Chamberlain. He's like 37.6 points, 27 rebounds a game as a rookie.
I mean, you'll never see that again.
Never. But
no
he won the MVP. And the rookie of the year, but he won the MVP that year. All I'm saying is, there's a difference between being a great rookie and already being a great player on the scale of everybody that's looking at the sport is saying this guy is one of the best.
He is.
You know?
And I've already seen some, you know, some backlash from maybe players. I saw a couple on anonymous, you know, things. And I guess players don't want to see him start that game just because he's 10 starts into his major league career.
Right.
Well, you're seeing a lot of that from, you know, Caitlin Clark and the backlash that some of this stuff gets just too much too soon. Well, you earned it too.
Well,
now, he's going to pitch in that game. I'm just going to be very curious to see how they utilize him, whether it's at the start, in the fourth inning, a second time around with whoever's in there, third inning. I want to see that. And I think everyone tuning in wants to see it too. He's already, you remember when the Dodgers came here? He made quick work of Mookie Betts, three MVPs of the league, Ohtani and Freddie Freeman. Now, later, Ohtani got the best of him, but the fact is he struck those guys out, and he made it look rather easy, you know?
Right.
That's not easy to do with three MVPs of the league or the top three of their rotation.
Right. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, again, I just think it's absolutely ridiculous just how good, really. It's just how good this guy is. And so, you know, now, again, it's interesting we have Mitch Keller coming up here, right? Isn't he starting today?
Yep. Going for win number 10. They need it badly.
So if you think about it, I mean, to have him and Skeens and Jones and be five games under 500, you almost have to work to do that. I mean, and you throw in Falter and even like Perez and Ortiz and whoever, you know what I mean? Outside of maybe a couple of blow-ups by Perez and maybe a blow-up by Priester or whatever, for the most part, for the last 2.5 months, they've sent their starting pitcher has given them a really good opportunity to win the game.
Well, and that's the crime of it all. When you get six in, like yesterday, again, I keep going back to yesterday as kind of a microcosm of the season. Six scoreless innings from your starter and you don't win the game. How many times have they had guys go into? And the funny thing about this, at the beginning of the season, I think most people looked at the Pirates and said, just get to the bullpen. If you get Holderman, Chapman, and Bednar in the succession, all you have to do is get six innings. Well, the starters have delivered that. They've gotten the six innings. What they haven't gotten is hitting or the back end of the bullpen doing its job on a consistent level.
Right.
They have 16 blown saves, Paul. Well, okay, so it's a combination of both of that, the offense and the lack of closing games when you have opportunities to close games.
Right. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing, too. That was so frustrating about yesterday. Yeah, they didn't score a lot of runs. But you got to the ninth inning with three outs to get and a lead. And you're $10.5 million reliever on the mound. And to me, he's your highest paid player. And so while he's done some good work this year, he's also had far too many of these kind of games where he didn't get the job done.
I mean, totally.
So it's fair to criticize him. It's fair to say.
He has not been anywhere near the pitcher they thought he was going to be. I think that's safe to assume. He's been wild. He's given up 20 runs in 32 innings. He's walked 32. You wouldn't expect that. He's got, I'm sure, one of the worst whips going in the game from a reliever point of view. If you're looking at all these different metrics, he just hasn't done it. And yesterday was another good example of that. So, you know, your hope was that he could solidify that with Bednar, and it looked good on paper. I'll be the first to admit that. When I saw it, the pressure's on the starters. The starters have given you everything you could possibly want, and yet they're in this situation.
Right. Absolutely. You got it. You know, you have to, if you get starting pitching like they've got, you've got to win more games. I think Dan Zangrilli was it 21 games or something now they've lost where their starters gone six or more innings?
Yeah, and normally in those situations, you should win 90% of them.
Help me, Dan, please. I can't take it anymore.
Right. That's the biggest thing. It's just one of those things where, to me, it feels like they have wasted a month. We've been talking for a month, Bob, about them going and getting help for the offense. Maybe going and help, trying to get some help for their bullpen.
Right. They could have done it earlier. I know everybody tells you what's harder to do. Okay. Well, sometimes you got to make hard decisions and try to help a team out that needs some help.
That's
in a very tightly contested race that's still, if you're 500, you're in a good position.
Right.
So you would think you should be 500 at this juncture of five-year plans.
Well, I'm just saying, I really, really struggle to understand why, when it became apparent early in June that this team needed offensive help, when it became apparent early in June that this starting rotation was as good as it has been, why not go out and make a move then?
They could have. I don't think anyone would have blamed them to do it. They would have been encouraged by it. Now, if it doesn't work, okay. You live with that. And I hope, because previous ones didn't work, influences how they choose to do it now. Because I think Noah said it well, too. I don't know if it's worth now rental players. Depending on the next seven games or so, how much will a rental player help you? You're going to need more than one.
Right.
And when Ben Cherington talks about internal solutions, okay, fine. Show me where they are. You know, they have to come from Hayes, Sawinski, Taylor, Grandal, all of them, and they haven't gotten them.
Right.
So what other internal solutions are there?
I don't know that there really are. I keep hearing, well, this guy's got to get better, that guy's got to get better. Yeah, but again, Rowdy Tellez and Brian Reynolds went crazy in June. They're both likely to regress some, which means you have to, whatever improvement you're going to get from Cabrian Hayes or whoever you think you're going to get, it's probably going to be offset because baseball is a 162-game season. It's a long-haul sport. These short sample sizes do nothing for me. Over the course of the long haul, what is your team going to do? Well, maybe Cabrian Hayes gets a little better. Maybe Sawinski gets a little better. Who else?
Cruz can get better. Henry Davis can show up and actually do something.
Right, but when's he coming up?
I don't know.
You know, Bart is obviously an upgrade over Grandal, but at the same token, like I said, you know, Nick Gonzalez went crazy in May. Well, he's regressed a little bit.
Yeah, but he came up with a big hit. I still like him, and I think that's the one guy who's developed.
He's not going to hit 305 this year, like he was.
No, they need others to chip in on this. There's no question about it.
Tellez hit like 480 or something in June. He's not going to hit like that the rest of the year. He'll hit, but he ain't going to hit like at that clip. Mm-hmm. Brian Reynolds had that stretch of 25 games where he couldn't get him out. But he's going to come back a little bit to the mean. He's going to regress a little bit. So you've got regression maybe from those two, you know, and maybe a little regression even, just kind of holding steady for Nick Gonzalez. And then, okay, so that happens. Now you have to offset that with other guys getting better. It's just, it's not realistic to sit here and say, oh, we got internal options, because you don't.
No, the internal options are on your team already. And if that's what he's referring to, then they better all start doing it.
Right.
I find it interesting next year what they do with Henry Davis. If you're going to have Andy Rodriguez come back healthy, and you hope he is, and then you have Bart, who they acquired, and I can't see them departing with Joey Bart, given his, you know, number two overall selection. I think he was Sue overall. And the fact that he's actually somebody you could work with. Where would Henry Davis figure in on this? Does he have to go to a different position? Is he a DH?
What do they do? He's a DH, probably.
Well, if he's a DH, only if he can hit. You got to hit. If you can't hit, then that's going to go down as one of the worst picks ever. So hopefully he gets it together and gets up here and does something quickly.
Yeah.
They need him to.
But I don't think he will. I think what they're going to do is let him down there, let him hit as much as he can hit.
But let's say after the break they need a right hand. I mean, let's say he's hit. He goes through this week and he's showing progress. Do you just leave him down there or do you bring him up? What do you do? It's time to get somebody who can hit, and maybe he's worth a try. But if so, where?
Yeah. I'm just saying, if he comes up and, you know, maybe he's your DH next year, right? And you have Andy Rodriguez and Joey Bart maybe next year as your catchers. You know, I think there's things to be said, right?
Mm-hmm.
But again, I don't know that it's there's all that many solutions on this team. That's what's frustrating. You know, we can sit here and say O'Neal Cruz has more to give. Yeah, he does. Absolutely. But he's, you know, he's kind of still a rookie, you know?
Yeah, he is.
There's just not that many realistic options to get better other than going out and getting some help, going out and getting a couple of guys that actually can hit, that can put the ball in play, that can move runners over, that can get on base, that can hit, you know, that can drive the ball a little bit. They need to go get those guys. I don't know who they are or where they're at. You know, there's all the names that we hear all the time from the White Sox or the Marlins or the Rockies or whatever. But to me,
the problem there is that a lot of teams are going to want the same people. There are only so many teams that are right. going to be supplying these kinds of players. And so you're going to have other teams making offers.
Yeah.
And now you've invited all that to come into play. So,
but it wouldn't put it this way. I think they probably could live the rest of the season with Joey Bart as mostly their catcher.
I agree.
I think if he continues to just kind of do what he's done a little bit, you know, they could live with Rowdy Tellez as their first baseman. They got to get two outfielders. That's the biggest
thing. That's going to be hard to do.
If you can go get two outfielders, then you can put the Connor Joes and the Oliveras and the, you know, all those other guys, put them all on the bench, you know. Keep Sawinski around as a left-handed bat off the bench. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. you could actually make some moves like that where you have some flexibility with some guys, where you all of a sudden can get...
And they're better in their roles. Right. They're not better the longer you start them, the worse results you'll probably
get. Like Jared Triolo.
No disrespect, but they're not everyday guys.
Like Jared Triolo is a great example. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's been rather inconsistent at the plate, too. They all have. I just... You know, that's the immediate correction you need to make. Score more runs, make this pitching staff win more games because they're giving you that opportunity.
Right. That's the biggest thing. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.